Good morning, sunshine, and welcome back to another episode of Shine Buzz Daily, where it's all about raising your vibration and taking inspired action to create the life that you want. Today is going to be an interesting one. I myself am struggling right now to find the enthusiasm in all of it. And one of the things that I find especially helpful is gratitude and figuring out what do I have to be grateful for during all of this craziness. For some reason, I'm not able to see my chat. So let me see if I can just refresh this page. Anyway, so if you are also struggling, then you may be interested in today's video. It is, you know, it's not easy going through this stuff that we're all going through, and it's like literally the whole world that's doing it. I'm trying to see if I can see my chat now because it has not given me has not given me the chat. So let's see here. Well, anyway, what's the point? I don't know what's going on with the chat, and I'm not sure if I'll be able to see it, but hopefully I will very shortly. In the meantime, I'm trying to wait and see if I'm actually streaming before I continue, and I think that I am. Yeah, there's our chat. Okay. Alrighty, people. So, like I said, it's a hard time right now. We're all kind of going through some stuff. I'm struggling to see. Well, there's a lot going on. So, let's just talk about it. Hey, Darlene. UNA didn't get notified. That's probably what a lot of us are dealing with right now. And I apologize for that. I did send out notifications on the text messages for those of you who are signed up for that. anyway, so as it is Thankful Thursday, anybody who's been around a while might remember my old live streams on Thankful Thursday. We would always start off with something we're grateful for. So let me just start off. We're going to start off today. I'm going to ask you all to tell me something you're grateful for and one thing you love about yourself, all right? So I'm going to tell you something I'm grateful for, and that is those of you who show up here for me each day. I appreciate you more than I can say. And something I love about myself is that I have attracted such an awesome audience. Hello. All right. I don't even want to call you an audience. I want to call you a spanily, my spanily. All right. So one of the things that I think we should all be focused on, in addition to all the other things we talk about during this time, is finding reasons to be grateful, regardless of being stuck in our houses or being scared of what's going on in the world. So we're going to talk today about the top five ways you can find gratitude during challenging times. All right. So we all know that when we go through hard times, whether it's with our toxic relationships, recovery from them, or like we're going through right now as a world, as an entire planet, it makes it harder for us to find reasons to be grateful every day. It makes us feel angry and resentful. And even when we're going through stuff like this, though, we can still find things to be grateful for, even if it's just the little tiny baby things, all right? So we're just going to go over a few tips really quick. If you are, like me, finding it hard to kind of keep your chin up during this time, and if you're having trouble seeing gratitude, start with these tips. Number one, search for the positive. I know that sounds too obvious, but we're all going through a hard time right now, regardless of our relationship status. So we can't let this stop us from seeing the positive things, because what happens when we focus on what we don't want? We get more of that in our lives. But if we take just a little bit of time each day to focus on what we're grateful for, we get more of that in our lives. It's a beautiful thing. All right. So let's talk about it. What are the positive areas in your life that aren't being affected by these challenges? Write this down. This is your question for today. What is it that you have to be grateful for? Do you still have your home? Do you still have your health? And if you know, and when I say your health, I mean overall. You know, I know some of us might be suffering in different ways, but in general, you know, if you're still able to get up out of bed and feed yourself and do all the things, you're moving in the right direction. Maybe you are still lucky enough to have a job that provides for yourself and or your family, or maybe you still have toilet paper or food. You know, there are so many little tiny things that seem like little tiny things, but now maybe they seem bigger to be grateful for. So by focusing on those things, those positive parts of our lives, well, we're going to find more areas to feel thankful about, right? So number two, treasure the small details, right? So it's really simple for us to just lose sight of it all, especially right now, especially when we're overwhelmed by what's happening. The news is horrifying right now, right? But if we learn to just focus on the small details, you know, like with that we have toilet paper, we're going to really feel more grateful and more reasons to be happy will come back into our lives. So ask yourself these kinds of questions. You know, what makes me happy at home right now? Do I love the new paint color I put in? Does that brighten my day? Like one of the things, this is so silly, that makes me happy is in my kitchen window, I have all these really pretty crystals hanging. And every time I see those pretty crystals hanging in my kitchen window, I'm like, that just makes me happy. It's pretty. And especially when the sun hits them the right way and the room brightens up with all these crazy colors everywhere, it's amazing. So little tiny things, right? Maybe you're working on a new project and you're really proud of that, or maybe you finally finished that, you know, bazillion page book you've been trying to read all these years, or whatever. Little tiny details can make a big difference in how grateful you feel and the levels of gratitude that you have going on. You can show your appreciation for those things by making a list of everything that, you know, you're grateful for, everything that needs your love even, right? So number three, search for joy. Look for something every single day to bring a little bit of happiness to you, like I mentioned the crystals in my kitchen, or whatever it is for you. Add it into your daily schedule, even if you need to like watch a movie that makes you laugh, or read a funny book, or a comic book if that's your thing. It's not my thing. Maybe you want to just go online and laugh at some good memes, you know what I mean, or share jokes with people online, whatever. Make sure you put laughter into your day. And by the way, today is Let's Laugh Together Day or something like that. If you check your calendar, I always find that to be interesting. And I find myself amused at some memes. And one thing I'll tell you, several years ago, I did this thing called the LOL Cats Experiment, where every day for about 10 minutes, I would go look at the LOL Cats website. I've always found it hilarious because the way people write the captions, you know, as though cats were writing them. It's hilarious. And I don't know why, it just kills me. But I did this for, I think, 10 days or something. And I documented my feelings along the way. And what it came down to was I felt great each time I did it. And overall was happier. So if you take a few minutes each day and find a reason to be happy and laugh, even if it's silly, like LOL Cats website, something to think about. Remember that laughter, It can help you notice the parts of your life that need gratitude sometimes. So that's something to think about. And being joyful, it can help you feel more appreciation toward the people in your house, toward your house in general, since we're all stuck in our houses. Maybe appreciation for social media or YouTube, whatever it is, right? Number four, put the plan in perspective. Excuse me, put the pain in perspective. Can't talk today. You want to make it a point to avoid getting lost in those negative emotions because we're all stuck there right now, right? Looking around the world, everybody is on some level being challenged right now, whether it's just staying home or it's something else, we're all there. So know that you're not alone. Know that there are people out there who have it worse than us, and know that if you are worried about losing something or your house or your home or your job or your whatever, think about people who have already lost it. You still can have a healthy life. It's going to be a little different for a while, but you can still have positive, healthy interactions. Maybe some of those will be virtual for now, but that's a thing. Perspective can help you understand that we all are right here with you. You're not alone here. You can still feel grateful for other things in your life. Finally, my point number five, understand the power of change. Change is a regular part of our lives. It just is. It's how we exist. But when we're struggling, we might feel like, oh my gosh, this is never going to change. My life is never going to change. So remind yourself that changes are happening all the time. And change, despite the fact that our current change is difficult, change can lead to gratitude. You might find a silver lining in this cloud along the way, so be open to it. show your gratitude by recognizing that changes do occur, changes can lead to better things. Maybe this particular change is leading you to a lot of stress and exhaustion or lack of sleep or whatever. But in any case, don't allow yourself to feel stuck. If you do feel trapped and you do feel stuck and stagnant, keep in mind that a transformation is possible. And what better time to work on it than right now, right? If there is something in your life that you want to change and you can do it, some of it or all of it from home, get busy, my friend. This is the perfect time for it. You know, take the time, make the effort, persevere, and you will get past that stuff. You will find yourself making actual change. Maybe you want to lose a few pounds. Maybe you want to start a new workout routine. Maybe you want to read that book you've been sitting holding on to for all this time. I don't know about you, but I have about like 60 books I keep meaning to read and not reading. So that's something I want to work on. The point is, your ability to find gratitude does not have to be limited during this challenge. Search for the bright spots, the positive areas of your life. Focus on those even as you struggle in the other areas, right? Remember that you're not alone. Remember that everything changes. Recognize that if you want to be happy, start to focus on things you're happy about. That's it. And some of us are introverts and we're not that worried that we're having to stay home. I guess I'm considered an ambivert because technically I test as an extrovert, but it's like 52 to 48%, you know, 52 extrovert, 48% introvert. So I'm fine with being home. But you know, it's the news, I think, that's getting to me more than anything, and the worry about what's coming next, because we just don't know. So I'm going to be focusing on more gratitude, more things to be grateful for, more things to be happy about. And I hope you can join me in that, because I think the more gratitude we can find as a collective, you know, people, the more good things we'll have coming our way. So this brings me to the question of the day, and the question of the day is, what are you grateful for? And what do you do when you struggle to find things to be grateful for? Huh? All right. Now it is time to read the cards, ba-dum-bump. And I'm just going to pull up. Hello, Malta. I'm so happy to see you. Hey, everybody. Okay. Bear with me just one moment, and we're going to do the cards, and then I'm going to jump in the chat and say hello to all of you beautiful people. As usual, we are starting with the Dialectical Behavior Therapy Skills deck, and we are on card number 49, which means we only have three left to go until we are going into our new deck. Woo, I'm so excited. This is linked in the description, but you don't need to buy it because I have shared 48 cards with you so far, and will be sharing all of them with you within the next few days. So today's card is an interpersonal effectiveness skill. Grab your pen because you may want to write this down for some homework. I don't know. It's number 49, learn to say no. All right. It says you have a right to say no, even if it makes you feel uncomfortable. If saying no directly is too difficult, first validate the person's request. Well, I understand why you want me to blank, and then state your preference not to do it, but I'd prefer not to. Try it today. See, the thing is, this is evidence that you don't need to make an excuse or have a reason. You can just say no. Something to think about. All right. Hey, everybody. No, Nargis, we're still here, honey. Don't worry. We're still here. All right. And our Super Attractor deck today, the Gabrielle Bernstein Super Attractor deck. I'm hoping that I've grabbed a card you haven't seen, but if I have grabbed a card you have seen, I apologize. And this card today is the Gabrielle Bernstein Super Attractor deck is also linked in the description, but also you don't need to buy it because I've shared all of the cards. So here we go. Today's card features a beautiful cardinal, and if you're from the St. Louis area like me, you might have a little affinity for that cardinal. And today's affirmation is, the universe is always conspiring to support me, guide me, and lead me compassionately toward the highest good. The universe is always conspiring to support me, guide me, and lead me compassionately to the highest good. All right? All right, I'm going to jump in the chat. We're going to talk for a few minutes. And yeah, let me just ask you guys a really quick question. Are you enjoying this show? And if you are enjoying this show, do you want me to keep doing this show? I'm noticing a great number of, a lot of dropping in numbers on my channel, which is whatever. I knew that was going to happen up to a point. But if there's something I can be doing better here, please let me know. I'm working on new strategies and new ideas. You may start to notice videos coming out later in the day here and there that will be focused on narcissism in order to help new people. But I don't want to stop doing this show. I may start unlisting the show after the fact, or I don't know. I want to know your thoughts on all that. So be thinking about that and let me know. I will be reading all of the chat today. I will continue the show, Ms. Fantastic. Thank you. All right, let me just get going. I don't understand why they're not notifying people, but that would explain a lot, wouldn't it? Hello, UNA. Martha Ross in the house. Hey, girl. Hey. Malta, welcome back, my amazing friend here representing the Mod Squad. Crystal, welcome back. Martha is not getting her texts. Did you sign up for the 33222 thing, Martha? Let me know. Hello, Claire. Good morning, changing my life. Welcome back. Darlene doesn't get the text because she's in Canada. I see. Okay. Huffle mom in the house. Scarlett says, I'm grateful for my daughter who has been extremely supportive during this scary time. That's amazing, Scarlett. Good news. Lisa, good morning and welcome back. Malta is grateful to have food to eat. Martha is grateful for some peace in her life. She loves her resilience. Indeed. Hey, what's for tea? Welcome back. Jen is grateful for me. Thank you, Jen. Big hugs and love to you. I'm also grateful for you and thank you for being here representing the Mod Squad. Jack Lumen, good morning. Yessie is here. Hello, Yessie. Yes, it is live. Martha is grateful for this forum. Awesome. Okay. Yes. Yes, we are live. Huffle Mom says, I started a blog where I tried to find something new to be grateful for every single day. My challenge was to get to 100 things I was grateful for. I never made it to 100, but it helped. That's a great starting point. Yeah, I like that. Happy day that ends in Y. I love that, Jen. UNA says, talk about gratitude. A flock of geese flew by last night. It was awesome. They looked like they were glowing from the inside. Wow, that is cool. Wow. Darlene is grateful for her kids and granddaughters. Ms. Fantastic is grateful for the support of her family and friends and that this channel continues to help daily. That is amazing. That is amazing. And she is thankful for myself and the Mod Squad. Thank you so much, Ms. Fantastic. I appreciate you. Richard Dobbins, awesome channel member in the house. Hello, welcome back, my friend. I'm grateful that I didn't go out and buy nuts, that I didn't go nuts and buy out half the store. I didn't buy out half the store either, but I did stock up a little bit. Huffle Mom is so grateful she's not sick. Same, girl, same. I'm on the same page with you there. Changing My Life is grateful for having my kids, her kids with her, and grateful to be indoors on this cold, rainy day. Yeah, it's like so dark outside. Maybe that's my problem. Where I live, it looks like it's about like almost 8 p.m. and it's really, you know, whatever time it is, 10:20 a.m. Yeah, and I am also grateful that my kids are home. I'm one of those nerds that never, you know, I'm like, when other moms are like, woo, summer break is over, I'm like, aw, because I love having my kids around. They're great kids, and I feel grateful for that for sure. Jen is grateful for the roof over her head, as am I, especially when it's not falling on me. Huffle Moms, yes, awesome, Jen. S.A. Scott in the house, welcome back, says grateful for the Florida sunshine, nothing wrong with that. Tanya Frazier, hello there, girl. Hey, girl, hey. Hey, Joe, welcome back, my friend. Joe Sauter loves everyone, and Joe Sauter is one of the reasons I'm grateful. Oh my gosh, there's a huge delay. I just looked down and noticed that it's just now showing me doing the cards, and I've been talking for a while since then. That's hilarious. I hope you guys are still here. Yes, Lisa says, I am grateful for beautiful music. I love that. Huffle Mom is grateful for her wonderful husband, Jack Lumen. When he's able to, he does so much to help her feel that she's worthwhile. I love that. Love, love, love it. Lovely kisses takes a nice bath. Nothing wrong with that. Lovely kisses. Yes, he says, please tell me if you ever experienced a relationship with someone who turned out to be a bipolar man. That's a good question. A lot of times bipolar is mistaken for, or a lot of times NPD is mistaken for bipolar, for in some cases, I should say. And what I've seen there is the difference being the lack of empathy in the narcissist as opposed to the person with bipolar, who generally does not show a lack of empathy, although they may in certain parts of their struggles. I don't know if that's helpful or not. let's see here. What T says, I get it. I've been amazingly calm through all of this. That is awesome. I have also until just recently, and I'm not like constantly stressing over it, but yeah. Anyway. Yeah, Scarlett says that's awesome to Hufflemom and Jack Lumen. Changing My Life says, I'm glad for my friend who stopped by today with 4 bags of groceries. That is amazing. I love that. Love that. PM, hello, welcome back, my friend, says, grateful that I don't have to work today, even though I have to spend it finding toilet paper and baby supplies. And I love that I'm able to join you today, and I love that I'm healthy right now. Thanks, Angie. My pleasure. Thanks for being here, and good luck on that TP situation. I'm not, like, super stocked on it, but I think I have enough to get through a little bit. Jack says, hey to Joe Sauter. Nope. I don't think Joe's one of those. Tracy says, I do that too, Angie. Oh, hey, Tracy, and thank you. Tracy's another one of our awesome members here for 4 months now. Thank you, Tracy. Claire says, truly grateful for internet access this week. Yes, Claire. Yes. I think I'm always grateful for internet access because it obviously allows me to do my job. Without it, I wouldn't be here. But this week especially, it is definitely appreciated for sure. Jack says to Jen, yes, I'd be lost without Hufflemom. But to be totally honest, we still have our arguments and squabbles. Well, what couple doesn't? It's normal, you know. Up to a point. Tanya says, I'll go find something funny on purpose. Right on, Tanya. Diana says, I'm fighting this scare from it becoming a channel to my CPTSD, more anxiety than my legs give out, and I drop stuff because of MS. I've been waiting for the disability income to come. Hopefully you understand me. Yeah, I got you, Diana. And it is scary. It is. But may I suggest that instead of fighting, that you flow. And what I mean is, choose to focus on what you can control and not what you can't control. Choose to focus on what you have, you know, what it is that you can control. Let's start there. All right. All right. And if you can choose to focus on what you can control as opposed to worrying about what you can't control, Diana, I think that at least the CPTSD stuff might get better. I know having these different things going on, especially with the MS, it's got to be so much harder for you in this time. But feeling like you're always fighting is stressful to your body. So think about flowing instead, flowing into health, flowing into peace, flowing into what you want and not what you don't want. I know that's kind of woo-woo sounding, but really try it. It makes a difference. Shred Squad is thankful for pizza. I feel you, man. I feel you, Shred Squad. Hufflemom says, I'm grateful that when I told my parents what happened to me, I was believed. I've often felt shocked at the number of parents who sweep it under the rug. Can I talk about that really quick? I have seen that and I've become infuriated. I have had clients tell me that they have expressed to one parent that the other parent abused them and they've been blown off and that parent didn't even leave that parent. They stayed together. Or I've seen situations where, you know, they weren't believed, or they were told, oh, everybody has to go through that. Well, that's not true. And it makes me, it infuriates me to see these perfectly lovely people who have been destroyed by some person who didn't believe them when they said this happened to me. And when they could have been helped at that time, they could have been saved from that person, they could have been put in therapy, they could have been treated with love and respect instead of disregard and disdain, or worse, jealousy. It's disgusting. I can't even go on. I'm also grateful for you for that, Hufflemom, because that's a horrible thing. Let's see. Pizza delivery people, Shred Squad. Yes, Shred Squad. I am also always grateful for the delivery people, and I would just want to suggest, if you're capable of doing it, if you do have people delivering to your house, give them a little extra on the tip if you can afford it, because I always do that even when we're not in a lockdown, but especially now if I do, which I don't know that I will because now I'm scared that they might have something on their hands. But in general, I always over tip. So if people are out there risking their health to bring you a pizza, make it worth their while. You know what I'm saying? If you can afford to do it, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. Changing my life, says to Diana, I'm grateful you are here and I understand. Ditto. Martha says, in the grand scheme of things, I have food, shelter, and my animals, plus my window crystals that catch the sun. Aren't those awesome, Martha? I love those. I don't know why, but every time I see them in my window, I get so happy. It's so silly, but it's just a little tiny thing that I'm just grateful for. And it's just some crystals I bought online and hung in my window, but I love them. It's so silly. Hey, Nubia, welcome back, my friend. Let's see here. Jen says to Shred Squad, great one. No pizza delivery here. Oh, that's rough. That's rough. I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, we all, we, yeah, I'll stop. Okay, Darlene says, I'm grateful for hot water. Funny story. I was in Guatemala building an extension on an orphanage. Wow. I was showering when they had to turn the gas off. The hot water didn't have a tank, so I went from warm to ice. Oh, my stars. That sounds kind of painful. But I know this much. I know this much. The polyvagal, the vagus nerve would be served by the freezing cold water. So that's something. Get some more vagal tone in there. Let's see. Huffle Mom says, yeah, we do argue and squabble a lot. I take responsibility for my part in those fights. I'm grateful though, because Jack didn't use those fights as an excuse to leave. That's good. Shred Squad says homemade pizza is the best. Oh, for sure. No doubt about that. No doubt about it. Oh, yeah. Tanya says I have MS as well as CPTSD. Now, you know what? This is interesting. We've talked about this several times, but I see this in our population more often than in other populations. Things like MS, fibromyalgia, chronic pain, chronic fatigue syndrome, several little similar, you know, not similar, but different diagnoses, but all around neurological damage, basically, on some level. And I don't want to pretend like I know all the things. I'm just saying I find it interesting that it's more prominent in the survivor population than the general population. So, anywho, changing my life says thanks to Jack Lumen for reaching out and supporting her and others. Huffle Mom says, I'm grateful for my morning and evening walks. They don't take much time, but they are vital to my life already because it gives me a time of peace I wouldn't otherwise have. I love that. Love, love, love it. Diana says, living with my mom, I'm becoming an active stay-at-home mom. Instead of watching my channels, I'm allowed to do house chores. Oh, that's terrible, I think. Tanya says, grateful for my three kids with me and grandkids too, especially through all this. Oh, Tanya, I'm with you on that one. No grandkids for me yet, but very grateful for my kids. Deanna says, I'm so blessed to be narc-free. He's still hoovering. This is Deanna. I'm sorry, not Diana. Deanna. Hello, Deanna. Welcome. I'm so blessed to be narc-free. He's still hoovering through my friends, but it's okay because I'm not coming back. Okay, I like that. Let's get it. Let's get it. Narc free for 10 months, blocked him totally, totally grateful, truly grateful. Amen. Thanks, Angie. Hey, thanks for sharing that with me. I love that. That, you know, I think gives a lot of hope to people who are in where you were 10 months ago, you know. So I appreciate that you shared that with us. Nubia says, change is constant. I must, my gym closed, so I must knock the dust off my stationary bike and elliptical. Indeed. But in the process, maybe you can be grateful that you have something to knock the dust off of so you're not just stuck with nothing. I know you are. I don't doubt that, Nubia. Terry says, I'm grateful that I'm able to go to work. My job is necessary for public confidence, but not public facing. Love alone time, but on my own terms. There it is. That's it right there, on my own terms. Yeah, it's funny. I saw a meme today on Facebook, and I one of our I think it was maybe put up by my writer, one of my writer, the primary writer over at besides me at Shine Buzz. And she said, I think it was like, it said something like, I was all happy being all alone and isolated until I was told I had to be alone and isolated or something like that. I just found it amusing. Anywho, let's see. Hufflemom says to Jack, I'm more than willing to start another sourdough starter. I'm going to be working in the kitchen today. As soon as I have the kitchen completely decluttered, I can start baking again. Yeah, this is a great time to do the 30-day declutter that I have for you over at Life Makeover Academy. It's free. So something to think about. Richard, one of our awesome members, says, I'm keeping in shape with my kettlebell. Hey, that is awesome. I love that. I love that. Oh, Jen says, I'm grateful I have a way to walk at home now since walking outside has been delayed by the rain. Indeed. Indeed. Hey, Stacy. Welcome back, my friend. Stacy style in the house. Nargis says, oh, how did I miss this? I'm here, honey. I'm here. Don't worry. You didn't miss it. let's see here. Changing my life says, I'm thankful for the sun. I always say I'm a person of the sun, more so in the winter. I say this more when I lose some of my melanin and don't get enough sun. Yeah, as there are people in my extended family who have a darker complexion than me, but being the, well, yeah, I don't have a lot of melanin, I guess, is my point. I actually need that sun a little bit. Yes. Helpful Mom says, I'm grateful for this chat, betting I'm not the only one. Thank you, ma'am. Nargis, great to see you, says Malta. UNA says, I walk around my backyard listening to music. Excuse me, but I always do that. I'm thankful I still can. I like that. Excuse me. I like that. I'll do that around my house. I'll have Alexa play me some stuff, or I'll put in my earbuds and I'll walk around outside in my area. Right now, I'm kind of sticking to the front porch, if I'm being honest, because I'm scared. Stupid. But I, you know, the thing is, I feel like I would survive if it hit me, but I really feel strongly that I don't have the right to be infecting myself and potentially anyone else in the world, because I mean, maybe I would survive, but a lot of people younger than me aren't surviving. And then there are the elderly population or whatever that they say we need to be very careful about. Anywho, and so I don't want to do anything to damage anyone else's health. So that's what I mean when I say I'm scared. I'm scared to hurt anyone else as well. Nargis says, like, woo! One day without Angie live chat is like a morning without coffee. Aw, thank you, my friend. Martha says, surviving the last few years has weirdly helped me dealing with all this crazy unknown. You know what, Martha? I kind of see that. I do. Let's see. Jack says, I talk too fast. I'm sorry, I'm trying to talk slower. It's one of those days, I guess. Where was I? All right, I'm finding it. I lost my place in chat. E-Rock, hey E-Rock, welcome back, my friend. Glad to see you. I hope you're doing well. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to make sure I'm not. I think I've missed some of the chat, and I apologize for that. Changing my life says, I'm glad I'm not panicked anymore. Funny thing is, I calmed down after I was in a Zoom presentation at work about how this will affect people years to come and lead to a recession. Knowing calmed me. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Nargis says to PM, you made a valid point, feel like family. I surely feel the same. Being here is like having a family I never knew I had. Beautiful forum here, and thanks to Angie and all the rest. Thank you so much, and this is why I keep showing up to do this every day. Yeah. Grace says, yep, everyone has to go through that. That's what they told me after I disclosed an assault, and then it kept happening. Yeah, no, that's not true. Not everyone has to go through that, and I'm sorry that you experienced that, Grace, because that's just not true. Yes, Martha, flow is better than fighting it. First Half Moon says, right, yay for delivery people. Yes, indeed. K Caden says, yeah, I lived in Peru for 3 weeks and did not have heated water. I'm always grateful for a hot shower. Right on. Okay, see, there's a great example. Hey, Joy, welcome back, my friend. Jen Archer agrees, always over tip. Yes. Hufflemom. Okay, we're not going to talk. Erock says, you guys are making me hungry. I think I'm hungry too. Changing my life says, oh, this is changing my life says, I'm from Kenya, so piped water is a privilege. Thankful for that. Indeed. Yeah. See, there's some perspective for everybody, you know? Malta says to Huffle, okay. Joy says, doing well. Hope you are also. Right on, Joy. Yes. Okay. E-Rock, Jen says, I'm gonna need to make a pizza. I think I do have a frozen one in the freezer, actually. I might do the same thing later. Life is a Journey says, yeah, I'm finding other alternative ways to work out since my gym is closed. Awesome. Oh, Martha's crystals are from antique chandeliers. I make long strands of dancing lights. I love that. Mine are just, I just bought them online. I don't think they're old at all. I think, although I do have some old glass dishes that are amazing, but no, the ones that I have in the window are just, I do have some from chandeliers, but I'm pretty sure they're probably not old. But that's amazing, Martha, that yours are from antique chandeliers. I love that. I love that. And I have in one of my doors, the door between the kitchen and the living room, I have crystals hung there too, like kind of in a, like a, almost like a curtain shape. It's really cute. I love that. Crystal Mountain says, yes, struggling with my chronic nerve pain due to spine injury many years ago and the stress of living with a narcissist. Now 24/7. Plus world situation. All right, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that because here's the thing. Yeah, the thing is, I know that a lot of people are still living with their abuser. I don't know that a lot of people in this group are still, but for those who are, I'll be making a video in the near future about that. changing my life is now considering crystals in the window. It's worth it. It's so great. It looks so pretty. All right, especially when the sun hits it and it's just like, oh, it's really good. Yeah, it's a simple, small thing. It's not too expensive, especially if you like. I just went. I bought a bulk package of you know, those little suction cups with hooks. I bought like a bulk package of those, all different sizes. And now I could, if I really get motivated, I can hang crystals in all my windows. It might happen. You never know. Yeah. Jen loves the idea of Martha Ross to use the old antique crystals. I like that too. Let's see. Christine says, Martha, that's beautiful. Hey, Christine, welcome back. E-Rock says, that's exactly how I feel about being alone and isolated. I can relate to whoever said that. No, I kind of get it too, actually, E-Rock. I think I used the girl same thing when I saw that, or you, me, same. Something, the little, okay, the GIF. So I don't know if you guys, maybe you'll feel me on this. My son, who is 16, tells me that always using GIFs as responses is an old people thing. And that made me want to do it more because my inner rebel says it ain't bad. It's not so bad to be old. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's old anyway? Old's a state of mind. I'm going to use those gifts and laugh while I do it. Thank you. Life's a journey. Your comments help people, says Lisa. I love that, Lisa. Good, 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 good. Yes, life's a journey. Absolutely. Where is life's a journey? If I missed, there she is. Hey, how are you? Did I miss some of your comments? And I'm sorry if I did. Here's the thing about it. I have it on live chat, but it keeps jumping down on me. So I may be missing sections of the chat and I apologize, but I tell you what, I always go back and read the chat afterward. And that's very helpful, I think. Yeah. Diana says her son, six, was in kindergarten Monday and Wednesday as he goes to his dad's every weekend. I wasn't allowed to do house chores as in my own work and laundry. So I'm thankful our home is starting to be decluttered. That's good news. That's good news. All right, where was I? Now, see, everything just got it went up again. Having one of those days, y'all. Let's see. Jen said she was listening, but okay. Thank you, Malta. I appreciate you. E-Rock says, "Oh yes, that's my experience." Okay, here I am. Goodness. I don't know, guys. I've lost my place in chat. I'm having one of those days. So I apologize if I've missed your comments. This is what, oh, Victoria's getting her coffee now. Right on, right on. Yes, Stacy, we will get past and through this. E-Rock says, coffee. Yes. Every morning, says Joy, I wake up to this beautiful baby cardinal. He's been visiting me for weeks. They are supposed to be a visit from people, someone who passed over. You know, I think there's actually something to that. One of my former, back in the day when I used to do editing work and stuff like that, one of my clients was a novelist, and her book was about, I can't recall the title of it, but, oh, The Soul Bearers, I think it was called. And she wrote about how this certain type of butterfly was supposed to have, it was a fictional novel, but it was really pretty deep. And she talked about how this certain type of butterfly was supposed to carry the soul. And I've seen things like that. And Piper, who is technically my sister-in-law, but technically I've claimed her and she's my sister. She says that whenever she sees dragonflies, she knows that her mother is there, who also is technically my mother-in-law and has passed away, but I claimed her as my mother. So it works. That's really cool. Changing my life, says Crystal. Me too. Others are quarantined and cannot be outside. Yeah. Darlene says, I'm going to miss these streams when quarantine is done and I'm back in school. Well, let's enjoy it while we can, my friend. Scarlett says, Angie, you're amazing. Thanks for all you do. Thank you, Scarlett. I appreciate you, my friend. Crystal says, also grateful I have room to be outside with nature between me and my neighbors, even though snow is moving in today. Oh, my stars. Life is a journey. Is just finished coffee. About to get another serving. Coffee is life, says Stacy. Yes, indeed. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Diana says, we had two whole households when we upgraded and have been stocking for just in case years before the NARC was involved. Other than the NARCs, I believe we're prepared. Thankful, yes, Flo. Right on, Diana. That's good news. Sky Dream has coffee. Thank you for sharing that. Darlene says, that's totally valid. I love being able to watch, be in these chats. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's Huffle Mom. Love it. Can imagine how hard it would be to miss out. Right on. Jen says to Joe, the red ones are said to be, yes, I love that. All kinds of birds here. I just sit outside and listen to them all. Home therapy, it works. Yes, indeed, girl. All right. Oh, Sky Dream says, I'm at work. My boss is pissed. I don't know why that made me laugh, but it was the P-I-S-T spelling that was funny. Maybe I'm missing what, maybe that's one of those acronyms. I'm not sure, but it was sure funny to read it that way. It reminded me of LOL Cats. E-Rock is doing push-ups at home. I don't think there's been a shutdown where I live, but I'm pretty close to it. Walking around now with my dog. And you know, I just feel the anxiety in the atmosphere. Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right, Huffle Mom's going out for her walk. NJ Governor says, Christine declared all gyms to be closed. Mine refuses to close and requires me to come in person to freeze my dues. Oh, if I do go in to freeze it, it won't take effect for a month. I'm kind of bummed out. Yeah, Christine, that's pretty crappy. I'm really sorry to hear that. I'm pretty sure that your gym has to do what the governor says. Maybe you should report them. I don't know. E-Rock says, what's interesting is I'm not attaching to it the way I would if there was nothing going on in this degree. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that is interesting. Let's see. All right. Hey, Charlie Rogers, welcome back. Happy to see you. I noticed you tweeting me on Twitter. I didn't get a chance to tweet you back, but I saw it today. Christine says, I'm young. Aw, thanks. That's so sweet. I'm 45. I just turned 45 the other day. And I appreciate you. Let's see here. Stacy says, wait, Phoenix is a tattoo. Oh, that's Diana. Oh, Martha, yes, clear fishing line to string several. Yes, I did buy the clear fishing line, and I have abundance of that. Maybe this is a good time for me to do the crystals in all the windows. Yes, I love that. I love that. That's what I've done in my doorway. Yeah, I have some good, yep. Darlene says, I'm 58 and not old. Damn right. Sorry. Being old is a state of mind. I just joke about being old, but, I don't, Yeah, I think it's funny that my kid told me that. And so instead of being like, "Oh, I don't want to be old," I'm like, "Watch this. GIF, 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 GIF." Oh, or GIF, depending on who you ask. Stacy says, "Angie, you look beautiful. Love your hair. Thank you. Always beautiful inside out. Thank you. Thank you." She says, "Thank you for helping us make a huge difference every day. Thanks for being such a kind, giving soul. Back at you, girl. Big hugs and love to you." And thank you. Nancy says, "I appreciate the little things in life." Oh, appreciating the little things in life is so very important. It's true. Even when we're not going through an international crisis, especially for those of us who have been in these relationships, it's important. That's why even before all of this happened, I decided that, I used to do the Thursday thing. Oh, wait, I missed Jen's thing. Ah, Martha says her childhood nickname was Butterfly in Spanish. Mari now. Oh, I love that, Martha. Jen says, "I'm grateful for Malta, who's rocking the mod squad this morning." Malta is amazing. Malta, big hugs and love to you, my friend. I always am grateful for you, and I'm sorry you deal with some stress today. Certainly didn't want that for you on your one of few days you come back. I miss that. Nargis says, "Just enjoyed hot turmeric and mint leaves tea, refreshing and soothing." Yeah, and also health inducing, right, Nargis? There are many health benefits to that stuff. Stacy's thankful for all of us and her cats and family and friends being alive today. Yes, indeed. Wait, did I miss something? I think I did. All right, well, anyway. Charlie says, "Glad you saw it." Okay, good. Joy says, "Thanks, Angie. I will look for that. I divorced my narcissist, but I love my sister-in-law as well." Claim her as your own. It's okay. She probably has to deal with a narcissist too. That's what I mean. My sister-in-law is my technically she's the sister of my husband, but she prefers me. So Narga says, "I've resumed neck and back therapy." Oh, good. And I tell you, I'm so glad I have a job that requires me to walk a lot, for I'm unable to even sit for more than 7 minutes. Pain kicks and I gotta stand up. Well, that is a beautiful thing for sure, Nargis. All right, everybody. I don't know if I. Oh, Sky Dream says, "Narc, who lives in the same roof as me, is going more cuckoo." Oh, that's a real issue. And that's why I'll be doing the video on that topic as soon as possible. I'm trying to keep it separate from this stream because I want this to be specifically as positive as it can be. Thank you, Malta. Big hugs and love to you. So I'm grateful for you and to be here. Hugs and love back at you. You know I love you. Thank you, my friend. Okay, so there's going to be some kind of change in programming. I will still do the live streams. I will still do the thing, but I don't know how I'm going to work around all of it yet. I may unlist the streams afterward, but if you are set up to get notifications, even if you don't get them right away, you will get them in your inbox later. So if you wanted to watch them back later, you can. Oh, E-Rock says, "I'm back. I'm going to be honest. I believe I had a short-lived relapse about 3 weeks ago. I believe what Oh, I had a short-lived relapse about 3 weeks ago. I believe what I experienced afterward was a nervous breakdown. I'm back in almost 3 weeks. I'd like to think, and I don't see the rest of that yet." E-Rock, I don't want you to. Oh, E-Rock says, "I'd like to think that the relapse did not negate all the progress I was making. Just asking for lessons I can squeeze out of this and move on. I do not want to lose my mind over this." Okay, listen, let me say this to you. The way to fail is to keep stressing about that relapse. Don't do that. Be proud of yourself for getting back on the wagon. I would say in regarding to narcissist and trauma bonding, I personally relapsed. I have relapsed on a number of different things, not drugs per se, but other things, diets, etc. A lot of people, I think almost everyone experiences some level of relapse when they try to change their life. But what you did is you stopped, and now you're back on the wagon. You're doing the right thing. You're getting back on track. So don't beat yourself up anymore. You've done enough of that in your life, and other people have done it for you. Look me in the eyes, my friend. Don't beat yourself up anymore. Give yourself some strength here. Come back here tomorrow morning and talk to us. We got you. We're going to support you, and don't beat yourself up anymore. It's enough. It's done. Be proud of yourself. Be grateful that you got back on. Grateful that you're sober. I'm grateful that you're sober and that you're here with us. Keep coming. Don't give up. Go to your meetings virtually if you have to, or online if you have to, you know, or in person if that's possible where you live. But they have lots of online meetings. So don't lose your mind over this. He says, and because of what I'm going through in terms of CPTSD and narcissistic abuse recovery, I can't feel from any of that if I'm dissociating with substances. No, I understand. I truly do. And I think a lot of survivors, a lot of empaths especially, find themselves wanting to numb out during this time and of course related to the relationships. So just stop beating yourself up, recognize what happened, and have a plan in place for the next time you feel like going off track. You know, have a plan in place. Don't give up on yourself, E-Rock. I'm not going to give up on you, my friend. Yeah, like Joy says, we've all narc relapsed. It's okay to look forward. Keep going. We got you. That's right. We've all done it. And Martha says, progress, not perfection. That's something I actually read for the first time in a book back in the 90s. It was called If You Can Talk, You Can Write by Joel Saltzman. It was a great book back then, pre-internet, so probably won't help very many writers today unless you're looking for, you know, well, there's still good writing advice in there. But yeah, anywho, yes, we've got you. All right. Let's see. Tanya gets it, E-Rock. Relapses are normal. Yeah. Okay. Good. E-Rock says, thank you, guys. Thank you, Angie. I believe it was an initial relapse with behaviors. I will not beat myself up anymore. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. And I got you. Don't give up. Keep coming here every day. All right. Thank you, Ms. Fantastic. Thank you, Martha. Nubia says, yeah, relapses are normal. I think I already said that. E-Rock, you've got all kinds of love here, my friend. Tanya's going on 4 years sobriety. Go, Tanya. That is amazing. Anastasia, my pleasure. Jen says to E-Rock, forward always. Nothing takes away from the work you have done. You're amazing. Never forget that. That's right. Don't forget. My pleasure, E-Rock. Darlene says, when you relapse, don't give up. And I just lost my place. Oh, see, we have such an amazing group. I just want to tell all of you, I am so grateful for each and every one of you. And I honestly don't know. I don't know what I would do without you. And I'm so happy that you're here supporting E-Rock right now. Please continue to do that. He needs us and we got him, because we all get it, don't we? Even if we haven't experienced the same thing or the same exact thing, we all know how it feels to be addicted and to something or someone. And we all know how it feels to want to numb out and not feel the pain that we're feeling. And I get it. Yes, Tanya. She says, I know, right? Dang, 10 months in, still get loved mom, and he pays me back by not answering or ignoring. I'll go no contact. Right, dang, games indeed, my friend. Yes. Nargis. Oh, honey, don't be in a shame spiral anymore. We got you. Here we go. Let's everybody lift E-Rock up out of that spiral. You're not alone, my friend. You're not. And Nargis, yes, laying in bed is another challenge too, but I'm not giving up, she says. And I won't let the international crisis get to me. It only strengthens the physical pain. I so need positive energy. Yes. Crystal Mountain says, I love you, E-Rock. And all sure are here. You are all... I don't know why that's grayed out. That's weird. Anyway. Yes, good. Good. Big hugs and love to all of you. Yes, shame is awful and not necessary, says Martha. That's right. All right, guys. I'm going to wrap up. Please stay in chat as long as YouTube allows you to. I will see you tomorrow at the same time. Maybe we'll just do these as support group meetings, where we just maybe come up with a little two-minute topic and then we just talk, and then maybe I'll unlist the streams after. Let me know what you think about that. I want to be here for you regardless of what YouTube does or doesn't do. So I may just throw some throw some videos up for the new people and come back and talk with you guys either way in the morning. Yes, forgive yourself. Malta, thank you. Malta says, thank you for the stream. I wish each and every one of you a wonderful day or night, wherever you are in the world. May have the pleasure of find wherever in the world may have the pleasure of finding you. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. Support group. Yes, Martha, that is what we are here for. All right. My pleasure, C. Thank you. All right. Come back and talk to us. That's right. Okay. I'm wrapping up. I'll see you guys soon. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. Thanks for letting me be a part of yours. Stay tuned for, I'll see you tomorrow. Hugs and love, everybody. E-Rock, stay strong. Come back tomorrow and talk to us. My pleasure, Joy, and Christine, and Sky, and Miss Fantastic. Thank you, Nargis, Jen, everybody. All right, really leaving. Love you. Bye.